We're doing Perkei Avot, we're up to the fourth chapter, the 19th Mishnah. Rabbi Yanai Omer, Rabbi Yanai says, "En biyadenu lo mishlevat arsha'im v'af lo miyisroel tzadikim." We don't have the tranquility that the wicked enjoy in this world, nor do we have the suffering of the righteous, which is a mind-boggling Mishnah. Says, you should know, if you think you have it good, the wicked have it better. If you think you have it bad, the righteous have it worse, and we don't have either one. Gives us perspective, and the Rambam doesn't tell us anything on this Mishnah, and being that this class focuses on the Rambam, we will move forward. Rabbi Matya ben Charash Omer, Rabbi Matya ben Charash says, "Eve makdim lishlom kol adam." Advance in greeting every person with peace. You be first to greet with peace. "Ve'eve zanav la'arayot," and be a tail for lions, "ve'al tirosh l'shualim," but do not be a head for foxen. Explains the Rambam, "Amar she'yot ha'adam talmid l'mi she'yoter chacham mimenu, yoter ra'uy ve'tov lo, nima she'yehei rav l'mi she'lamata mimenu." He taught us that it is better for a person to be a disciple of someone who is wiser than himself than to be a rabbi, to be a teacher for someone who is less wise than himself. If you have an option between being rabbi or student, choose the option of being a student. It's always better to be learning from someone than teaching. "Lefi shebamatzav harishon yosif," because in the former position, in the position of student, he will keep growing. "Uvasheni," and in the latter position, the position of rabbi, "yechsar," he will constantly be losing. "V'ata yodea mima shebi'arnu b'sanedrin, she'em asu al yesod ma'alin b'kodesh," and you know, based upon my commentary on tractate Sanhedrin, which precedes Avos by a few tractates, that our sages, based on the principle of Ma'alin Bakodesh, based on the principle that we always try to work our way up in holiness, so our sages instituted Rosh Yeshiva Shel 23 Acharon Shel 71 Beyeshiva Gdola Berau Shehem Osifu Ma'ala. That our sages, working with the principle of Ma'alin Bakodesh, they set up the academies with this concept too. In order to better understand the concept the Rambam's talking about, we'll quote the Rambam over there. We have it right here. In the fourth chapter of Sanhedrin, on the fourth Mishnah, so the Mishnah says as follows. "V'shalosh shurot shetalmidei chachamim yoshvin lifneihem." That they had three rows of students sitting before the rabbis of the high court. The kol echad ve'echad makir et mekomo. Everyone knew their place. And the idea of these three rows, says the Rambam, is like this: that every court of 23, every high court had three rows of students, and every row had 23 students, which was also in the order of their level. And the idea is everyone has what to learn from the one in front of him. And this concept is not the Rambam's. Technically, this concept shows up in the Tosefta in Sanhedrin and in the Talmud in Sanhedrin. So the Rambam says that if you factor the three rows of 23, so you end up having 69 students. So you have 69 people all learning over there, and you finally have the high court. You have courts of 23, which lead up to the court of 71. And the idea is that whoever can learns, and they work their way up from court to court learning. A person is always supposed to be aspiring to learn. So that's the concept that the Mishnah tells us, "Heve zanav la'arayot," better be a tail for lions than a head for foxen. If you have a choice of being the head, the leader, the teacher of a weaker group, better be the student of a stronger group. And this way you keep growing. Mishnah Chaf Aleph, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Yaakov says, "Ha'olam hazeh domeh leprozdo bifnei ha'olam haba." This world is like a hole that leads to the world to come. "Hatken atzmecha beprozdo," prepare yourself in the hole, "kadesh tikanes t'traklin," so that you will make it into the palace. perspective for life. We're in a hole. We're headed somewhere. It doesn't end here. This is the beginning of the journey. Explains the Rambam, Traklin, Ha'amon. Traklin is the palace, and Pozdor is the Bet Shal. Pozdor is like, I think it's called the Ant Room. It's like this room where you stand by the gates before you can enter the palace. Ha'amashal Pashut, the Kavanah Yidua. And the allegory is simple, and the meaning is well known. Ki ba'olam hazeh neknim ha'ma'alot. In this world, we acquire the, so to speak, the tokens. We gain the levels in this world. Based upon the levels you've gained in this world, a person merits the life in the world to come. So this world is like the entrance to there. It's like, you know, on the carnival, you buy tokens, and based on the tokens, you could go on the rides. So here we're buying the tokens. The world to come is really the world. The concept that we view this world as preparatory gives a tremendous perspective if you think about it. Western society trains us the other way. Already the Greek culture, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you may die. The Greeks, the Romans, and we say the exact opposite. Be kind, be good, be productive, for tomorrow you may die, and then everything you've done in this world will come to play. Everything we do here is what's going to come to play there. What you ate and what you drank is not so important. What you produced, what type of life you've led, that's what's important. And that's the idea of this Mishnah. This life is not about the here and now. This life is about building and producing so that we move forward. Now this Mishnah needs to be balanced. The Kuzari discusses this, that we are not a religion that focuses on the afterlife at the expense of this life. There's a certain balance that this Mishnah needs. We have to understand the Mishnah correctly. It's not just about the afterlife, but that's its own discussion. It's not for the Rambam and Pirkei Avos class, you know, it's a different class. Huaya Omer, Rabbi Yaakov used to say, Yafa Sha'achat B'tshuva Ma'asim Tovim Ba'olam Hazeh, Kechaya Olam Haba. A period that a person spends in this world doing tshuva and good deeds is like the world to come. Yafa Sha'achat Shel Korat Ruach Ba'olam Haba, and a period of peace, tranquility in the world to come is nicer mikol chayei olam hazeh than all of the mundane living of this world. All of the pleasures you can seek, the physical pleasures in this world, don't come close to a short time in the world to come.
And notice that in your Gibsa, in the first part you said ke,
yeah,
supposed to be
mikol
chayei.
The Rambam says, "Kvar bi'anu ba'asirid sanedrin she'en achar ha'mavet shlemut v'lo tosefet." We already explained, the Rambam in his famous introduction to the 10th chapter of Sanhedrin discusses the concept, what is Olam Haba, what is this world to come? What is Tchiyat HaMeitim? What is Yemot HaMashiach, the days of the Messiah? How do all these fit in? What is the Garden of Eden? How do we rectify these four terms? Does one come after the other? Is one included in the other? When do they happen? To whom do they happen? So the Rambam says, I've already explained over there, and those of you who are curious, the classes are online. We did it here a year or two ago during the break. We learned the Rambam's introduction to the 10th chapter, so it's all online at torahforme.org. They weren't yet recording videos at Machon Meir, so it's on torahforme.org. So the Rambam says, we already explained there, she'en achar ha'mavet shlemut v'lo tosefet, that after death, there's no moving forward. It's not like anything's added. V'lo yikne adam shlemut v'yosif malala ba'olam hazeh. You can get as many tokens as you can in this world, but once you hit the world to come, that's it. You pause. A person, what he's attained is, that's what he's gotten, that's it. ולא יקנה אדם שלמות ויוסיף מעלה אלא בעולם הזה. A person can only acquire wholeness and move up in the world, in this world. ועל זה רמז שלמה, and this is what King Solomon alluded to, באומרו, when King Solomon said, כן מעשה ודעת וחשבון וחוכמה בשול אשר אתה הולך שמה. There is no action, no thought, no calculation, no wisdom in the grave where you are headed. When King Solomon said that, what he meant is, get what you can in this world, because when you hit the grave, you can't move forward. אלא באותו מצב שאדם הולך, בואו נשאר לעולם. the state in which a person enters the grave is the state in which he will remain for eternity. Frightening thought. And therefore we should work hard in this short time that we're given. And a person shouldn't just pass the time unless he's studying, because the time that's lost over here is tremendous. There's no exchange, there's no getting it back. You know, you lost 1 million, you can make 1 million. You lost 1 hour, you can't make back that hour. Gone. Time can never be given back. No one can pay you back for it. There's no exchange, there's no payback. And being that our sages knew this, they were focused not to waste their time on anything but studying Torah and gaining wisdom and obviously living the life of Torah, doing kindness. The Rambam doesn't have to say that. And the truth is that they had sheer profit when it came to their time. They had all their time. And they would only spend a small amount of time on the physical. And only on the bare necessities. They wouldn't waste time on the amenities because that wasn't the focus of life. And other people lose all of their time over the physical. And then they leave this life the same way they entered. The same way they came to the planet, that's the way they'll leave. They gained a few pounds. Whoop-dee-doo. When in truth, they've lost the most eternal loss a person can lose. And if you look at the masses, they're always trying to convince you the other way. Look at all the advertisements. I haven't yet seen the advertisement that says, time's passing, go do a good deed. I haven't seen an advertisement that way. They tell you, go make money, go buy this, go. In 1 second we'll get to you, David. Ve'omrim al hakbutza rishona shefsidu et haolam. And they look at the first group and they say, oh, they destroy the world. Look at what the newspapers say about the guys learning in yeshiva. And they say, you want to win the world? Who's the master of the world? So everyone thinks the millionaire is. That's what society trains us to think, says Maimonides. When in truth, it's the opposite. But the truth is the opposite. The guy who spent his life making millions, what does he have to show for his life? We live in a society that gauges a person based upon his material wealth, says the Rambam. How many years have passed since the Rambam, guys? Almost a millennium. Almost a millennium. Not much has changed. Kmo she'amarnu, as the verse says, samim or lechoshech vechoshech leor. They make what's light, they call it darkness. They call what's darkness, they call it light. Oy lemafsidim lefi ha'emet. Woe to the people who in truth are really losing. V'inyan zehu shelakcho shlomo liyisod b'kohelet. And this concept, says the Rambam, is the fundamental concept of the book of Ecclesiastes. Kasher shibech et harevach ha'olam v'gnuto v'ganoto et hefsedo. When Shlomo praised the gain of this world and he derided the loss of the world, that's what Shlomo was referring to. Gain, he wasn't talking about material gain. And that's what Shlomo explicitly says. You're never going to make back in the grave what you've lost in this world. You're just not going to make it back. And all of this is correct, says the Rambam. And if you look at the book of Koheles, the Rambam here is giving us a formula. If you want to understand Ecclesiastes, this is the formula. This is what it's all about. When King Solomon keeps talking about the vanity, HaKol Hevel, everything's worthless. What does he mean everything's worthless? Life has a point. Life isn't worthless. That's the point. The Rambam says you want to encapsulize the idea portrayed in Ecclesiastes. This is it. That the world thinks they should run after the material, and really they're running after what doesn't give them anything, and they're losing the most precious thing they have, which is time. The time where one can grow, one can do Torah, one can do kindness. That's the concept of Koheles. Koheles is the Christians divided to 12 chapters, so it's 12 chapters about this concept. That's Koheles. Okay, we'll finish with Mishnah Chaf Gimel. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Rabbi Shimon, the son of Elazar, he says, "Al teratzeh et chavecha b'shat kaso. Don't try to appease your friend at the moment of his heated anger. V'al tenachamenu b'shat shemito mutal lefanav. Don't try to comfort him when his deceased is laying before him. V'al tishalo b'shat nidro. And don't help him try to regret a vow the minute he made it. V'al tishtadel liroto b'shat kelkalato. And don't try to see him at the time when he is destroyed. Ze pashut, says the Rambam. This mission is an obvious one. V'em divrei musar b'shipur ha-chevrut. And really, this Mishnah is teaching us how to be a good friend. The Mishnah is telling us, you want to be a good friend, something bad, your friend's angry, that's not the time to try and appease him. Right now he's angry. He doesn't want to hear it's going to be all right. He just lost a relative, God forbid. Don't come and try to comfort him then. That's not what he wants right then. There's a time to weep. There's a time to feel. After we felt, there's a time for appeasement. To be a good friend is to know to respect our friend's space. It's very easy when we're on the outside to have the broader perspective. You know, it will pass, you win some, you lose some. All these fantastic words of wisdom, there's a time to say them. And the Mishnah is telling us, you want to be a good friend, don't say them when the explosion is happening. Mr. Vadak has asked this question over a year ago. Yeah. And it's also the way of the wise. Don't say words when they'll fall on deaf ears. Don't waste your words. Say your words where they will have no value. So that is the concept of this Mishnah, says the Rambam. It's obvious.